Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Smiles, everybody. Smiles. It's time for another installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. It's a podcast where we talk about a whole lot of things. But for some reason, we've named the show Top 5 Things. Top 5 Things might lead you to believe that there's only 5 things we're going to discuss. That's not the case. It's just a name that we kind of brought over from a lifetime ago.
Podcast category, eclectic.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
My soda's frozen.
It is kind of all over the place. What do you got there? Is that a garage soda, or what is that?
It was in the garage refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. You'll notice the two coolers here. That's the beer I took out of my beer
fridge.
You got
to figure it out.
Took the beer out of my beer fridge a couple days ago because I cannot lose my stock.
How many hours left in the dry month?
Well, this is the thing, and I've crunched the numbers.
12 hours.
Dry February. As we're sitting here, I got 12 hours.
12 hours.
Although I'm not going to be getting up at midnight and cracking a beer.
You might.
I doubt it. I bet in 24 hours is when I have my first beer of 2019. Now the pressure is, which one will it be? I'll figure something out. Don't worry. The numbers have been crunched. A dry February would have made a lot more sense, especially in this non-leap year. Would have been a lot more easy on me. Since when does January have 31 days? This is BS is all this is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I go back to my wicked ways as of tomorrow. And now I'm worried about...
It'll be good to have you back.
Well, yeah.
You've been a shell of yourself.
Have I really? That makes me worry.
It's like a doll's eyes.
A buddy of mine,
what I've noticed.
A buddy of mine at Comedy Sports was talking to me, and he said, you must get tired of people always wanting to talk to you about beer, because I host Brood. He goes, you must get tired of people always wanting to talk to you about Brood. I'm sure you have a lot of other interests that you want to talk
really,
about.
Not really, no.
So I go,
no.
No, Rick, just
how
beer.
How long have you known me?
Yeah, like...
What else have I really ever talked about?
What do you want me to talk about?
Huh?
I'm sure you have other things that excite you and interest you. I'm like...
Current events?
That's a very...
How is that any of my business?
My business is what I do. I want to talk about beer. And then I thought about it, and I thought, what kind of man am I that is all I want to talk about usually, is beer that I like to drink.
Well, you know what you like.
Well, I guess there's that, right? Know what you like, and like what you know.
And make me proud.
Can we begin with a quick story from America's Wang? This story is terrifying. Yes, of course, I'm referring to...
Florida!
Is it somehow... I mean, I know it's summer in Australia right now.
Yes.
Is it somehow a summer in Florida as well?
Well, kind of always. They're closer to the equator.
Somehow it's August in Florida.
Matthew Kroll is the guy's name. He's 29 years old, arrested on felony heroin trafficking. Not holding, Darren. Trafficking. Kroll spent 6 weeks in jail. All right? I want you to take a look at this guy's mugshot. That's clearly a guy who's trafficking heroin, right?
And still holding.
And still holding.
And personally holding.
Right. He got arrested in early December after a call was placed to the cops about a suspicious vehicle in a Port St. Lucie, Florida KFC parking lot. All right? This guy...
Always goes down at the KFC, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Kroll was sleeping in his blue Chevy Astro van with an open can of beer in the cup holder.
Not as romantic as it sounds.
And a pipe containing a green leafy substance in plain view. He woke up and he said, I was tired, and I was just drinking this one beer on my way home from work. Well, a search of the vehicle found a bag wrapped with a cord which contained a white powder-like substance. That's your heroin. That's your Chinese rocks.
How did he get it over the wall?
Well, that's an interesting question. This is horse.
Mm-hmm. Smack.
So they grab the heroin, they bust him. They do a field test, and it tests positive for heroin. He then spends the
he
next...
He clearly violated the first rule.
He then spends
of
the
this podcast.
Well, you don't... Well, if they take the heroin out of your car and field test it, that's different than you doing a field test.
Is it?
You're right. The second test was done on the heroin at the county jail, which also yielded, by the way, a positive result for heroin. So he acknowledged, look, yes, I had an open container, And yes, I had a pot pipe, but I did not have 3 ounces of heroin, he says. He says, it's not mine. I don't do hard drugs.
Man.
Hard drugs is a very 70s thing to say. You don't hear that as much. Hard drugs.
I don't listen to acid rock either.
I don't. He goes, look, did I have pot on me? Yes. Did I have an open can of beer? Absolutely. But I don't do hard drugs. And the cop said, that's interesting because we found all this heroin, 3 ounces of heroin. Where'd that come from? He goes, I don't know, man. Maybe the man who sold me the van used the van to run drugs. It's not mine. So he was put in the paper, held in the county jail in lieu of a $100,000 bond for the heroin count. Also, 2 bonds of $500 each for possession of pot and drug paraphernalia.
Did the guy who sold him the van come looking for his heroin?
Here is the whole problem with this story and why it's worth mentioning. It turns out that the heroin that was field tested and then brought back to a lab there at the cop shop mm-hmm. and tested positive for heroin, it was not heroin, Darren. It was Tide laundry detergent. He was in possession of laundry detergent and spent 6 weeks in jail as a result of laundry detergent.
There's clearly a problem with your test.
Well, yeah, you think? Or I'm using a lot of liquid heroin to keep my clothes clean. I don't know what's going on here. Yeah, 6 weeks in jail for heroin possession, and the heroin was, in fact, laundry detergent.
That would be frustrating.
Yes. Once investigators determined
that he had Tide in the van.
Well, you would think if you had Tide wrapped in a baggie.
So, yeah, what do you guys have there? Well, that's just laundry detergent.
Right. You would think that would be easy enough to explain away. I was going to get my laundry done. I like to only bring enough laundry to the laundromat.
Yes, I don't bring the whole box.
Yes. Yes. So once they determined that what he was in possession of was not heroin, but in fact laundry detergent, they dropped the trafficking charge. Hey, thanks for dropping it, seeing as how I could have done a mandatory minimum of 25 years in prison. This guy was looking at least 25 years in prison for laundry detergent.
Well, I suppose you need to switch to a liquid detergent. Although they'll probably nail you for, you know.
What is this?
100,000 hits of acid is what you have here.
What is this, Mama Jamma? What are you pushing here? Prosecutors decided to decline to pursue the lesser drug count. So he's off the hook for the pot in the open container.
We're gonna look the other way.
Mm-hmm.
No harm, no foul is what we're saying.
Before last month, he had never been accused of trafficking narcotics. But 6 weeks in jail for Tide. And again, you make the point. Why you don't just say, oh yeah, that's Tide.
Smell it.
Right? How much does heroin look like laundry detergent?
Don't know.
You would think that would be something that people who test these things for a living would be able to know, right? You would think.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Hey, KFC featured prominently in that story, and they're in the number one story in the top five things. If you feel like getting into that, we can.
We can. Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear. They're celebrating 25 years of fear, and they're presenting Love is Blind. This is their Valentine's Day haunt, and it's only one weekend. And that is Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th from 7 till midnight. Tickets are just $15. VIP is $20. You can get those in advance if you'd like at their website, factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, invites you and yours to celebrate Valentine's Day in a unique way. It's Love is Blind. Don't waste your money on a movie and sit in the dark with 200 strangers. Tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for a more intimate experience. Don't worry, they're going to give you a glow stick to light the way. Again, it is February 8th and 9th from 7 till midnight. This year, new rooms, new characters, and a free photo booth courtesy of Sean Flynn Photography. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presents Love is Blind, Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
Hi, baby
the
girl.
The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, and Russian dressing along with coleslaw. It's absolutely delicious. Are you interested in booking the Capriati's food truck?
Very intrigued.
For your private party, for your place of business, or any event? Well, then, just do this. Email capriottisfoodtruck@gmail.com, and they can make it happen. You need to make it happen if you're there for lunch or dinner. When you're there, When you're ordering, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub and only pay for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
I like what you did there.
Is Don on the phone? Okay.
Number one.
OMG, Casey. It's not always Don. Other people use this phone.
I see you're on the phone. You must be speaking with Don. That's the only thing I can assume. I'm Casey Kasem.
And now, on with the countdown.
KFC is testing out a Cheetos sandwich. Are you intrigued?
I'll try anything.
KFC, it seems like something someone who was very high came up with. KFC has Cheetos baked into a KFC sandwich. This is a Cheetos sauce that they pour on top of the chicken sandwich. And then it has a coating of a juicy, hand-breaded, extra crispy chicken filet with special Cheetos sauce placed on a toasted bun with mayo and a layer of crunchy Cheetos.
Who took my Cheetos sauce, man?
The Cheetos sandwich gives you, they say, a blast of craveable Cheetos in every bite. So, Cheeto sauce on top of the chicken, and then Cheetos on top of the Cheeto sauce and the chicken.
Here's the thing. You're eating KFC, right?
Yes.
You're having some KFC.
Yes.
But you know what I'm really craving? Cheetos. Is your craving for Cheetos so much so that while you're actually eating something else, you're still just craving Cheetos?
I know I should eat chicken. I don't want to. I want Cheetos, though. How do I have the best both awful worlds?
This KFC chicken is paid for and everything, but my mind is on Cheetos.
Now, you're not going to be able to find this sandwich unless you're listening to the podcast in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Which we know you are.
Raleigh, North Carolina, Roanoke, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, and Greenville, Georgia. Sure. Those are the test markets
right now.
Tobacco
Road.
Mm-hmm. They have rolled this out. The KFC
test marketing
Cheetos
on the Nashville
sandwich.
Teams.
Last year, KFC dropped something called the pickle fried chicken that people went crazy for. And then there was the limited edition chicken and waffles that they did that got some pretty rave reviews. I just don't know if a Cheetos sandwich is something
that
I could be down
with. How did the KFC Christmas Yule log go over?
That sold out in seconds. And they just last month put out at the beginning of this month, they put out a candle that smells like their gravy.
And
that sold out instantly.
And then the KFC lip balm.
That was another thing.
Now, when they say that these things sell out right away, is it because they're producing like one of them, just so they can talk about it? We can talk about it. Others can talk about it.
Right.
We made actually one.
This is what they
and
do.
We're already
no,
sold
it's
out.
It's very smart. You make 500 candles, and then every podcast and morning show is talking about KFC for free. Yeah, it's a very smart investment. If we were smart, you and I would make candles that smell like Dave and Darren and see how well those go over.
Separately or together?
Oh, I think separately. I don't know what our fused funk smells like. You and I would have to hang out in like a Gemini spacecraft for a week in order for us to start smelling the same, right?
I'll take one of each.
Well, I would hope people would. It would break my heart if people wanted one more than the other. Because I think I know how that would go, and it would hurt my feelings.
Some people can only afford one at a time.
All right, everybody. The Darren candle has been sold out for months. We still have plenty of the Daves available for whatever reason, if that's something you're interested in. And our data shows that you're not. Number two on the top five things this morning, afternoon, evening.
Well,
two.
The fact that when they did the research they asked each of us what we wanted our candle to smell like, and you went with...
Star Wars. I wanted it to smell like Star Wars.
Well, they couldn't figure out that much.
Too much Star Wars.
But your second request of make it smell like my old bowling glove.
Oh, boy. If I could find a... If there was a Yankee candle that smelled like my glove when I was in bowling league in fifth grade. How close to heaven can you get?
Bowling brace.
Sometimes I like to just smell my own glove.
Dave, you're up. You're up. Is that kid over? I'm not even going to turn around. Is that kid over there smelling that glove again?
Not smelling, Darren. Huffing.
That's right. Huffing it.
I pull in so deep on this thing, I start to see little stars here at the alley.
I'm in fifth. You say you're in fifth grade?
Yeah.
Fifth grade. Uh-huh. I'm huffing this, and this strangely funky musk leads me to believe I will soon be a man.
I broke my middle finger on my left hand. Picture it. It was May of 1983.
Okay.
All right. I broke my hand in my finger. I broke my middle finger in the morning. I don't even remember what I did, how I broke it. Got a splint.
Yes.
They set it. Yeah, it was a metal splint. And I was very nervous because I had broken my hand, and it was the day. It was May 13th, 1980. You know how I know that? Because we had tickets.
I was going to say, you're going to a ball game.
The Chicago White Sox. Mm-hmm. It was my first ever game. It was Evergreen Park Bank, Evergreen Bank employee night. My grandma scored tickets for us to take a bus.
Did she
and go see the Sox? She did. My entire family are Cub fans, but they knew how important it was for me to go see the Sox game.
She climbed on the bus with you.
Yeah, well,
nice.
They had stairs. I mean, you didn't have to climb on it, but yes.
Well, I'm not saying that there was like a...
We used the door, Darren. I don't know if my grandmother climbed into the window.
Swinging on a rope or anything.
So I'm thinking, oh my God, if this costs me my Sox game. So May 1980, I am 7 years old. I'm very excited to go to the old park.
No, you're not. Oh, you said 1980. I thought you said 83.
No, 1980. No, it was 1980. It was May 13th, 1980.
Okay.
So I break the finger in my hand. I go to the doctor, and I'm thinking, this is going to jeopardize the ball game.
It's not worth it.
They say, you're absolutely fine to go to the ball game. Just be careful with it. Then, as we're coming home from the doctor's office, the news breaks. Somebody shot the Pope.
Yeah.
So now...
Does that mean that they didn't cancel the White Sox game for that, did they?
Well, the family almost did, because there was a big conversation. Is it appropriate for us to go to the Sox game with Pope John Paul II fighting for his life in a hospital bed in Rome? And I remember sitting in my grandmother's house, and the debate was going back and forth about whether it was appropriate for us to be going out having fun when the Holy Father was clinging to life. The decision was made, and I may have been the one who introduced it. You know, I think the Pope would want us to do this. I think the Pope would like me to go see.
Play, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the Indians are in town. Let's make the most of it. We got the word that he was going to be okay. He was going to recover. We got on the bus and went, and we checked it out. I tell you this story because that was the very first instance I had of having something on my hand for so long that my little tiny hands would create a funk inside, because it was like a metal piece with like a sponge around it.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, I just sniff my finger. I just take a pull on my finger like, oh, that's sweaty. Oh, that's, I made that smell,
gross.
Right?
When you're
seven, you don't
gross.
Sweat a ton.
No, you shouldn't probably.
But it did.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I would get it. Oh, that's fantastic. So then, a couple years later, when it's time for me to have this bowling glove, where, imagine this, I got all five fingers in this
sure
son of a bitch,
do.
And I'm just huffing on it like this.
Only reason I went out for the sport. Ronald Reagan and the Pope met, clearly.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if they ever, like, showed each other their scars.
Oh, I bet that's all they talked about.
Pulled up their shirts. I was a lot closer to death than you were.
They got shot the same year. No, that's not true. Reagan was the next year. Reagan was 81. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Two.
But I mean, close enough.
Take a look at this. Oh, yeah? Look at this.
That's nothing. All right. Well, my guy did it to impress a lesbian. So top that, Pontiff.
Unbeknownst to him, the Dave and Darren...
How would you like to be the guy that told John Hinckley that? You know she's into women,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she's gay.
Oh, what have I done?
Huh? Everybody. I thought everybody knew that.
Oh, Jesus. What have I done?
She's been gay since that Coppertone commercial.
You know that was a female dog pulling down her pants, right?
Bitch. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new location. They are in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. They have their Valentine's Day deals going on right now. Three Valentine's Day deals starting at $99. Each purchase is going to include a rose from Coleman's Florist and Lagomasino Chocolate, One stop shopping for Valentine's Day. So if you are going to go that route this Valentine's Day, make sure you make your way to Mary's. You'll be in and out in no time. They're open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They'll help you find the perfect gift for every occasion, including Valentine's Day. Again, three Valentine's Day deals starting at just $99. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. When you're there, of course, mention Nacho Radio.
He's down on the phone.
And with is Mary on the phone? With your purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner by mentioning Nacho Radio. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook as well. And again, coming very, very soon, the Capriati's food truck.
I just love the idea of Casey Kasem just walking by anyone who's on the phone and just assuming
phone.
They're probably on the phone with Don.
Is that Don?
Two.
No, this is.
Are you talking to Don?
This is my private line.
Okay, number two. I'm sorry I sidetracked there with the smell my glove story. Yet again. But there's another layer to it. I want you to know. There's kind of a prequel to the bowling glove story.
I hadn't heard that there was a prequel.
You know, it wasn't even really a glove. It was just, kind of went over.
Well, I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's like a little brace.
Yeah. It's not like what you would wear.
No, it's not like a batting glove.
Right, exactly. Nearly 1 in 10 of us plan to place a bet on the Super Bowl happening this weekend between the Patriots and the Rams. 22.7 million Americans plan to place a bet on the game. 52% say they're going to bet on the Rams. 48% want the Patriots. Americans will wager $6 billion. That's $6 billion on the Super Bowl. And 1.8 million Americans say they're going to bet illegally through a bookie. Millions more being bet illegally through offshore online books. You know, the great news is by this time next year, I imagine this will all be legal everywhere. You'll just be able to go
the delay?
I know in Des Moines, I was speaking with Governor Reynolds about this morning. This is going to happen pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Like by the end of the year, you'll be able to go and place bets. They think it's going to be basically wherever there's Iowa lottery locations. So you can go to the gas station and just be like, put 20 on the Patriots.
Weird.
Yeah, weird and great is all.
Weird.
Imagine how much more interesting sports are going to be when you've got the action.
But certainly making their way to the casinos.
Yeah, Prairie Meadows has already broken ground on a massive sports book.
Ah.
And their plan is, by the time this thing has carpet and lights up,
there will be
a sports book betting available in the state of Iowa. And they're like, worst case scenario, we're just going to have a kick-ass sports bar. But we're pretty confident by the end of the year we're going to have legalized gambling in the state of Iowa.
Yeah.
Or at the very beginning of the year 2020. 8 states now offer legal, regulated sports betting, and dozens more are going to legalize it this year, including, I imagine, Illinois.
Certainly by the year 2025.
Well, if man, you know, is still alive, then yes, you'll be able to.
Number three.
Kind of
doubt
it.
Three.
It's not looking great.
Kind of doubt it. Give me another 500 years. Yeah, right.
How about this? A company wants to use re-entry from spacecraft to roast their coffee beans. They want to revolutionize coffee roasting using space technology. Would you pay a little extra for coffee that's been brewed in outer space?
Not brewed, roasted.
Roasted, I should say, yes.
Nicely roasted.
The company is called Space Roasters. They want to use all the heat that's generated from re-entry from space.
Isn't that a little too much heat?
The founders of the company say that space is the next place for a next level brew.
No, it's not.
Quote, coffee has been roasted the same way for centuries now.
For a reason.
And as space science has improved many technologies, we believe it's time to revolutionize coffee roasting using space technology. How would this work? Well, their patented space roasting capsule, in which heat from reentry would be distributed around four cylinders.
I wonder if they really took the time to get a patent.
Oh, yeah, it's our patented space roasting capsule.
Or are you just saying that it is?
The idea is they're going to shoot these cylinders into space. They'll float in microgravity, so the beans will be evenly heated and roasted during the process. And then parachutes come out, and then they catch the roasted
beans.
For
each bean? Each bean's got its own little parachute?
Yes. Yes, Darren, they're putting little spacesuits.
This sounds costly.
The entire process will take only 20 minutes.
Juan Valdez in his frogman suit will go retrieve them.
Founders say once the hatch is open, the aroma is just going to be marvelous. Bet.
Well, I don't know. You get too close to coffee roasting, it can get kind of pretty strong.
The company says they're offering a pre-sale. In about a month from now, they're going to offer the pre-sale for the space coffee. But they have not yet set what the price is going to be.
Uh-huh. No.
You're going to pay a lot extra for coffee that has been roasted in outer space.
And we haven't really worked this out with anyone who has a spacecraft.
Now, keep this
because
in mind.
You're really kind of hitching a ride, aren't you?
On the lower end, when you factor in the cost of rocket fuel,
yeah,
which is not cheap.
I wouldn't think so.
When you factor that in, I've read some estimates here that on the low end,
a pound of this coffee,
it's probably going to cost you about $200 per cup of coffee. And when you factor in marketing and retrieval and processing and all that,
make that $500.
It's going to be $500 a cup,
uh-huh,
if that's something you want for, you know, roasting
Black
technology. Technology is something that they mentioned we've had for centuries. I think it's going just fine the way we roast things. You know me, I love space. I think it's the place.
My guess is it still probably kind of comes down to the bean, doesn't it?
Well, there is that.
Number four.
The bean and its little tiny parachute.
Here it comes.
Ever effortlessly making its way back to Mother Earth. Ben Affleck announcing he is no longer going to be playing Batman in the superhero movies.
I thought that was already determined by us.
Yeah, we kind of said that.
Yeah, didn't we?
With our
didn't everyone collectively say that you're not doing that anymore? When was the last time he was Batman?
In Justice League, which was, I believe, last year.
Oh, okay, so
that just came out. Yeah, he was in.
Oh, it's snowing.
He was in Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice, Suicide Squad, and Justice League. I have to confess, I've seen none of those movies.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, I'm not a fan of DC movies. They're not good.
Mm.
It's not for me. I understand this Aquaman's okay, but I can't do it anymore with the superhero movies. I just can't. I'll obviously go see the new Avengers. That's it for, oh, and the
Has
Spider-Man.
Has there been a Stretch Armstrong movie?
There's a TV show. There's a new cartoon on Netflix for kids, Stretch Armstrong.
The Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah, but it's been reimagined. It's not as cool as the Stretch Armstrong we grew up with.
He was kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah. You want to talk about weird?
Always had a very kind of pained look on his face.
Well, yeah. I mean,
like almost constipated.
It's not just his arms that are stretched.
No, it's my colon.
Five.
Number five.
And number five.
Stretching my colon with all those combinations I had.
The
for lunch.
Polar vortex. Now, as we're here in the Capriati studio, it's only like 5 degrees below zero.
It's that warm?
Yeah. It was something like 33 degrees below zero this morning when things got started. We shattered the record for the coldest temperature ever in the Quad Cities this morning.
This morning?
Yeah.
33, you say?
The record is
28.
It was 28.
Right?
We got up to 33 below zero actual temperature at the airport today.
That's weird.
It is. And this polar vortex that is gripping the Midwest is now to blame for a handful of deaths. The post office stopped delivering mail. They had to set the train tracks on fire in Chicago, although they do that with some regularity.
They love doing it.
Yeah, and it's for fun. Plus, there's also been, in all of these areas, a full stop on delivering beer.
Whoa.
Well, here's the thing. You know, beer freezes.
Yeah.
You can't really put beer in a heated truck. So these distributors, unless you've got a heated truck.
Are hurting.
These poor bar owners are hurting. Not a lot of them have heated trucks, because what would be the point of that?
Yeah.
So, in a lot of areas, they have just decided to, you know, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to deliver beer when the kegs are freezing on the truck. So, there may be a run here. I'm glad I'm stocked up. And by the time I'm done with what I have, there should be beer on store shelves. But
Well, it's going to be 60 degrees this weekend, isn't it?
Isn't that crazy? Which is going to mean just gross
runoff,
just gross melting gook everywhere. So, you know, welcome to winter, I suppose. Those were your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School, where you can get a cup of coffee for a much better deal than $500 a cup. I don't know if Rob is interested in the space roasting or not. Try a all-natural fruit smoothie there at the East Moline Coffee Company, with or without protein. Also, try one of their matcha green teas. Heated, hot, or over ice, try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. You can become a patron today, and we would certainly appreciate it if you would consider doing that. You would have access to every podcast we've ever done and our specially programming, including some greatest hits and some patron-only podcasts. So join today, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com.
I got two more stories.
I see that
here.
Little smile on that guy's face.
Yeah, I'm going to put this picture at nachoradio.com so you can enjoy it. This is a this is a mugshot.
That looks like this wedding bliss.
Well, he's accused of throwing a meth-fueled death party for his wife just before she died.
Oh.
His wife was very sick, so he and his wife had a big meth party to welcome her out. They had a big death party before she died.
So he didn't...
Dwayne Johnson.
Did it kill her?
Oh, yeah. Charged with criminal neglect and receiving stolen property after his wife died. Deputies say Johnson, Dwayne Johnson, don't call me The Rock, called 911 at noon to report that his wife, Deborah Lynn, had died.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Dwayne is 58 years old.
He's 58?
He's 58. And please go to NachoRadio.com and get a look at this guy's mugshot.
58.
He's 58. How old would you guess? I've told you nothing about his wife, but how old would you guess his wife was when she passed?
Well, just doing the sort of legwork I do. I'd say 69, maybe.
69, dudes!
I don't know how you do it. Your streak continues. Officers showed up at the couple's home there and found the words death party, spelled P-A-R-D-E. Death party.
Not even close.
God hell. Spray painted on the front door. A naked Dwayne ran outside and said his wife was dead, then ran back inside to take a bath. Cops found him in the bathtub hallucinating, trying to wash white and black things off of his skin. His wife's body was found wrapped in a sheet on top of the stairs. Deborah had been living in a nursing home, but Dwayne checked her out days earlier because she wanted to die at home.
Mm-hmm.
He says they took a whole bunch of methamphetamine and she stopped taking her medications. They spent her final hours on Earth having sex and listening to metal band Quiet Riot. Deborah started having convulsions but wouldn't let him call the cops, he says. After she died, Johnson washed his wife's body and wrapped her in linen, quote, like the Bible told me to.
I'm sure the guys in Quiet Riot are just happy to be back in the news.
Hey,
just thrilled.
Hey, it's happening. That comeback we've been planning?
Uh-huh.
It's happening. Their lead singer's dead, right?
I think he is. Kevin DeBrow?
Yes.
I think he's gone.
I saw him at, was it Stars and Stripes? The old bowling alley there in Kimberly. It was a weird show. Strange.
A lot of weird things took place at Stars and Stripes.
Oh, without question. He waited several hours to call 911 because he wanted to make sure his wife was dead. Search of the home turned up 4 rifles, 2 shotguns, hundreds of rounds of ammunition as well. Arrested without incident, charged with criminal neglect and felony counts of theft and receiving stolen property. Yeah, Dwayne is a good timer, and he looks thrilled to be arrested. Go to NachoRadio.com.
Looks well rested.
And enjoy. Does he? That's what you get from the picture? Well rested? Finally, our last story. A woman in New Mexico says she keeps getting urine-soaked bologna from a stranger. Well, that just means he likes you, honey. Yeah, somebody has been leaving pieces of bologna on her doorstep.
Putting money in a Valentine's Day card is all that is, a modern-day version.
Sure, it's that time of year again when love is in the air. Also the smell of urine-soaked deli meat.
How can you tell?
Some unknown man has been going to Sharissa Morrison's home since January 1st and repeatedly delivering pea-soaked bologna.
This how can you tell?
This is in Albuquerque. She says he'll just walk up and drop it on the little doorknob right here, then walk away. That's all he does every single time. The delivery comes in a little plastic shopping bag, and usually just has a couple pieces of bologna and a couple pieces of bread. At first, she thought someone was leaving her food as part of an act of kindness, but then when she smelled that the bologna sandwiches this had no urine kindness. On them, she learned that that was not the case.
Dun, dun, dun.
She says it smelled like urine. I just wanted him to stop. I don't want anything more to be in there. Like, is it going to be feces next time instead of urine? She's on TV telling him this. Like, now this knucklehead has ideas. Well, she'd rather have...
Hey, guess who we booked on the show today? I'm your...
Open the door for your mystery date. That's right. Here we go.
So we can have our groceries delivered right to our doors. I mean, talk about convenient.
No, not for a Southeast Albuquerque woman. It is downright
creepy.
Oh, you're
into it,
baby. She didn't order any groceries, but somebody keeps leaving them right on her doorstep. So Cassie Nelson decided to try and get to the bottom of this, Cassie. Tessa, Steve, we're talking about a bunch of baloney.
This is my
job. And
that's
not just an expression.
This is my job. I spent all damn day with a cameraman doing this. This is for goddamn ridiculous.
Graduated top of my class in J school.
The truth. Someone keeps leaving behind bread and bologna at this woman's house and at her neighbor's. So we want to know, what's the deal with this deli meat mystery?
What's the deal?
Okay, there's a graphic that just says, what's the deal? This must be a regular thing they do.
What's good today? What's fresh?
In Albuquerque.
Not this.
This is the opposite of what's good, what's fresh. The polar opposite.
Sometimes it's fun getting surprise deliveries, but not for Sharissa Morris.
It's never fun.
It's always very questionable.
Annoyed more than anything.
Since the first of the year, she's been getting delivery after delivery after delivery to her Southeast Albuquerque home.
He'll always walk up from this direction, okay. And he'll just walk up and drop it on the little doorknob right here.
Why don't
and
you
walk
put
away.
A bullet
That's
in his head?
Every single time.
Why don't you shoot him right in the face?
Grocery bag, and while at first Morrison thought it could be a practical joke, she's now calling it a bunch of baloney.
Nice camera shot! I'm inside the bag!
How many times is she going to do the bunch of baloney joke? Like, you've already gone to that. What are you doing?
Literally. It was two pieces of bologna and four pieces of bread. The second time, it was like six or eight pieces of bread.
Well, which was it, Hooker?
It might have been seven, but that would be weird.
Who was leaving these sandwich supplies?
And who was
Morrison
peeing on
set up
them?
A camera and found a mystery man was behind the mystery meat. Another thought crossed her mind. Maybe it was an act of kindness, until...
I just picked it up and I smelled it, and I saw myself on the camera too, and I was like, ugh. I just threw it down, and it smelled like urine.
She's not the only one. Her neighbors get these special deliveries too, and they're ready to check out.
They're actually moving out, because they're tired of it.
Because they're tired of all of this
baloney! Why don't you guys collectively buy a bunch of guns and shoot this guy?
Get a bat and beat him
to
death.
Beat him senseless.
He leaves a note, but Morrison has left a couple for him.
I just want him to stop. I really do. Also, like, I don't want anything more to be in there. Like, is it going to be feces next time instead of urine?
Because she says this unwanted grocery service...
Believe me, if it's bologna, there's some feces.
Maybe pickled pimento? I don't know.
Has definitely passed its expiration date.
I just want it to stop because I have my baby, you know, and I don't want, like, some random guy just creeping around my apartment.
Morrison says she has called police, and really they can't do much unless they catch him during a delivery. But they have promised to step up patrols.
Stupid rule.
She has video of it happening.
Stupid law.
She has video of it happening.
Yes, what do you mean I have to catch him in the act?
She tells the police that she wants something done, but they say they can't do anything. I think that's a bunch of baloney.
They really should have blotted out that baby's face, too.
Yeah,
or at least, like, covered it up with the baloney.
Area. Reporting live in the studio, Cassie Nelson.
Cassie Nelson, my entire career is a hollow lie. Baloney! That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thanks so much for listening.
Which has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Sandwiches. Tell me more about these free bologna deliveries.
You admit it.
Why'd you got to be so picky?
I don't know. I just can't wash it off. Soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Yes. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses, guaranteed. Oven-roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Absolutely delicious. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We'll be back early next week.
Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.